Governor Daniel Molloy began his speech with an anecdote about an East Hartford farmer struggling but succeeding in coming back from last winter's heavy snows. And he returned throughout the speech to the theme of economic recovery, highlighting particularly what the state can do for small business.
After years of complacency, Connecticut is playing an aggressive role, partnering with employers to create jobs and grow our economy.
Most of the initiatives he mentioned in the speech have already been rolled out in recent weeks. A new advanced manufacturing fund, more funding for the popular Small Business Express loan program, and for Step Up, the initiative that helps businesses take on and train previously unemployed workers. The governor also touted the push that's underway to streamline red tape.
In the coming weeks, I will announce the results of this effort, which will do away with nearly 1,000 pages of unnecessary and burdensome state regulations.
The regulation project is something that's enthusiastically welcomed by business groups. The Connecticut Business and Industry Association also gave the governor high marks for his plan to use part of the surplus to pay down debt and increase the rainy day fund. CBIA's Bonnie Stewart.
That's something that is in the state's best interest. One of the things that we hear from the private sector on a regular basis is concerns about investing in the state when they don't think that the state's fiscal house is in order. And the biggest issue that they point to all the time is the unfunded liabilities that the state has. Therefore, putting the money towards the pension liabilities, I think, is a great move by the governor.
But it wasn't all applause. Andrew Markowski of the National Federation of Independent Business in Connecticut says while loans and grants for small business are a temporary fix, the overall economic development strategy is wanting.
What the small business owners who I speak to say Connecticut needs is long-term structural tax reform, paring back of state government, and overall certainty that state government isn't going to change the rules on them along the way.
Molloy's speech also reiterated his call for an accelerated hike in the minimum wage, something that both groups say, once again, changes the rules in the middle of the game. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.